Standing football player, state champions there his junior year, and now a linebacker and playing for the Huskies of Washington, Tevis Bartlett. Tevis, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Are you in Cheyenne or are you in Seattle?
I am in Cheyenne. Yeah, we just finished up our spring training and flew home last Friday, and so I'm enjoying a couple weeks at good old Cheyenne.
And then back to the rain and gloom, huh?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little disappointed to see the clouds and the rain follow me out here.
Well, Tevis, last time I talked to you, I could have swore you told me that Washington is on the quarter system, correct?
Yeah.
I know that there was news today that Christian McCaffrey, because Stanford's also on the quarter system, that's going to keep him from practicing all but 2 days of OTAs with the Carolina Panthers. Now, obviously, that doesn't relate to you other than just being the quarter system. But what's it like attending school on the quarter system versus the traditional semester system?
It's definitely different. We spend a lot more time at the school, and we get a lot shorter breaks. Just because instead of doing, two semesters during the calendar year, we do three quarters. And then we come back in the summer for summer school. So usually our breaks are no longer than about 2 weeks at the most. And so it's definitely, feels like we're there all the time and not home a lot. But, the coaches, we always talk about kind of to our advantage being out there and practicing while other teams are on, their summer break or their winter break. So it can be kind of tough and kind of, grinding, but we see it as our advantage.
Well, you were academic or some sort of academic all Pac-12 this last fall, but you played right away from the time that you got to Washington. You were playing a lot of special teams as a freshman. What was that experience like, and how did that help prepare you for 2016?
Playing as a true freshman really, I think, helped me a lot as far as learning the defense and just kind of getting acclimated to the speed of college football. It was great to be able to be in the room with coach every day and watching film of me making mistakes and making good plays, and kind of I think it helped me put on the fast track of being able to come in this year and have a bigger role, and then hopefully next year the same thing, because I know we have a lot of guys that they didn't get those reps early on, and it's taken them a little bit longer to kind of figure out the system.
The Huskies really came into their own last year, getting all the way to the national playoffs before you met Alabama, and we won't go into that very far. But your coach and the team and everybody kind of came together last year and made a run at it, and it had to be a little disappointing to get to the Final Four and not get to the championship game. But what's the team's expectations, I guess, for this coming season? Are your expectations just as high, and you just want to go that right back there and go even farther?
I think we talk all the time about playing to our standards and just working to our standards, and we consider our standard to be the best we've ever done. And so, a lot of that comes, that's what we have our eyes set on, and, we're aspiring to be national champions. I mean, I think that's everybody's goal at the beginning of the year. But, we got a tough conference, and USC, is going to be tough, and so we're just going to keep our head down and keep working, and we'll see what happens when it comes to the fall.
Last year, you were the backup, to Saul Mouching. There, did your sophomore year kind of go how you expected in terms of playing time? Did you feel like you played yourself into a bigger role as the year went along?
Yeah, I think so. There was a point in the season where I got injured, and coming back from that, I kind of was just like, I've got to start making plays so I can get in more. And, I went and talked to my coach and asked him what I needed to do to be, to get on the field more. And he just flat out told me, you have to make plays. And so I started doing that. And some of it had to do with, some of our guys getting injured. Some of it, playing better in practice. And so once I kind of, strung all those things together and kind of, worked out for me and got a lot more playing time as the season went on.
Well, in the semifinal game in the Peach Bowl against Alabama, you only had two tackles and a sack, but you got yourself a lot of TV time, because it seemed like you were pressuring Jalen Hurts quite a bit in that game. What was it about that game where you were able to kind of create a lot of havoc and make things happen in that game?
To be honest with you, I just kind of stuck with our game plan. We went in there, you know, obviously we looked at Cam Robinson and, you know, both the tackles, we studied them. You know, we had plenty of time, I think over 3 weeks to do that. And so, you know, I just went in there and listened to Coach K and kind of, you know, what he was telling us. And then when our other guys would come off the field, they would say, hey, this is what works, this is what's not. And then, you know, just being in the flow of the game, you can kind of see what other guys are doing and what's working for them and, you know, and trying to do that for yourself or, you know, adjusting some things. So, I just try to use my speed around the edge on Cam Robinson, and he's obviously a first round talent, great football player. But the great thing about that game is just, you know, being able to be on that stage and play in front of all those people, and then, you know, hopefully people in Cheyenne were kind of, you know, going, hey, there's somebody that we know.
Let me ask you a question, and this is kind of a, maybe it's a little off the wall, but my daughter went off to grad school, and where she went, it took her a little while to figure out, you know, wow, I'm really here. When you got to Washington, you come from Cheyenne, you know, you're playing at East High School, not a big football state, but you get recruited, you go to Washington. When did it really hit you that, hey, I'm playing for the Washington Huskies, I'm playing in the Pac-12, and that really is UCLA, or that's USC, or that's Stanford across the ball for me? When did that just really sink in?
Honestly, probably my freshman year when we went down and played USC in the Coliseum. That was such a big time game, and, you know, and I know all of our guys were pumped to play it because Coach Sark was, you know, at our school and then was over there, and so it was just such a big game, and the atmosphere was awesome, and like you said, you know, you're lined up across USC, and you're just like, wow, this is pretty sweet, you know. This is why I came here. This is, you know, what I wanted to do. And then I would say the other time was when we were in the semifinal, and you look across and you see Alabama, because, I mean, everybody knows that Alabama's the school you go to play college football. You know, that's a team that is just known for winning national championships. And at first I was a little nervous, but, you know, then you start hitting people and realizing, you know, it's just football. You know, we're all just there to play. So, those are the two times that really stand out to me.
You know, a good friend of yours and your former East teammate, Ben Wisdorf, was recently put on scholarship by the University of Wyoming. You know, just have you ever stopped and thought to yourself about that 2013 state championship game between you guys and Natrona? Just how much Division I talent, both at the 1A and the 1AA level, was on that field that day? Have you ever stopped to just kind of think about the talent that was there, you know, from little old Wyoming?
Oh, absolutely, no doubt. You know, I don't think we don't win that game without those guys, you know, on my team. And that game, you know, was obviously a great game because there was, you know, three or four guys on the other squad that were, you know, D1 or D1AA, like you said. So, that state championship game and that whole season was just awesome. And we were talking about whether, you know, you had baseball players or, you know, football players or swimmers or whatever. We had a great team, and it was a lot of fun. It's actually kind of funny because the quarterback from the Trona, Sam Turner, he actually goes to Washington too, but he's just a student. So it's kind of funny. Whenever I see him around campus, we always kind of reminisce back on the good old days of playing in Wyoming.
Well, you know, just a number of guys from that game that are, you know, playing at the D1 level, and, you know, it seems to me like, you know, there are more and more Wyoming kids either going to D1 schools or, you know, FCS schools. You know, it used to be that if Wyoming had one a year, that was a good year for Wyoming. Can you think of any reason why now we're seeing multiple Wyoming kids end up at the D1 level on scholarship year in and year out?
You know, I think one of the biggest reasons is just, you know, the internet and Huddle, and I think that it's easier for people to get their name out there and get their film out there for people to notice them. I think that's one of the biggest things, because before, you know, unless you had a lot of hype behind you, people didn't know about you, or unless you went to a camp, you know. But I think, yeah, that's one big thing is, you know, the internet aspect of it, and then, you know, kids being able to travel and go into these different camps and show in person, you know, what they can do. I think, honestly, that's how I got my name on the map. I had a camp down in Colorado and made a great play, and the head coach, all of a sudden everybody was talking to me, you know, and that kind of kicked everything off for me recruiting-wise. So I think, you know, it's a combination of those two things.
You know, last question from us. You know, I mentioned earlier that you backed up Saul Mouching. You know, he's a guy that could have had an NFL career had he wanted it, but instead he decided that rugby was his path and his passion. Did that surprise you at all? Did you kind of know that he was that into rugby, that he was going to go that direction?
I knew that he was into rugby. I didn't know that he was going to choose that over football. I kind of had an inkling. He would always talk about rugby. He's from Hawaii, and he's, you know, on the national team down there for them. And he would always, you know, when we were playing catch, instead of throwing an overhand, he would always, you know, rugby toss to us. So it doesn't surprise me that much. And honestly, I think he's going to have a great career with that as well.
Yeah, but he doesn't have any equipment on. That's the problem.
Yeah, he's a beast, though. He's pretty awesome. He's a good guy.
We talked about Washington's and the team's, you know, goals for next year. What are your personal goals going into your junior season?
Personally, I know the first thing I think is winning the starting job, and then, you know, going from there. If that's the case, then, you know, I want to be shooting for all Pac-12, because I think, you know, and I don't know, you know, we'll get into the season, kind of see how it's going, but you know, I think that's, you got to set your goals high and do everything you can to get there.
All right, now, if you get the chance after your senior season, are you going to go football or rugby?
I'll probably go football.
Okay.
I don't have much knowledge in the rugby world.
Yeah, we were just checking your IQ there quickly. So, anyway, all right.
He's a pretty sharp kid.
Yeah, that's the right answer. So, all right, thanks, Tavis. We appreciate it. Have fun and enjoy your time here in Cheyenne and the time off that you've got. And Have a good season. Good luck, and we'll be watching you out there in Washington, all right?
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Thank you.